2020 sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, 9:24. We got about a half hour to figure out what the best song about health doctors is to get tickets for the NovaCare, beautiful NovaCare suite for the Eagles game. And during that break, Matthew Caputo, our part-time assistant, took me into his confidence and told me the song and even sang a little bit of it.
You can sing.
Boy, are you in for a treat. And the song he has selected is much better than any song that has been named so far. Jonesy, you heard it.
Really good.
Is it great or not?
Kid's doing a nice job.
Kid's amazing, and he is going to do that. He's going to belt that out, Al, at the end of the show, unless somebody gets it now. But first of all, this gentleman and I, we have a minor clarification. The Eagles didn't like this, so let's clarify what we said.
We were talking about what happened yesterday when we found out about the whole news conference. Carson Wentz was going to do it at his locker, not a news conference. He did, in fact, have his regular news conference.
He did, but we were told at
yesterday,
the time that they weren't going to do it, and we panicked. But it was us. The Eagles did nothing wrong or nothing different. We just got into a panicky mode.
That's what we do.
Now, one of the best writers and beat reporters in this city has something in common with me, Al. Coach Doug Peterson got snippy with him also yesterday. Here he is now, Mr. Jeff McClain of TheEnquirer.com. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Angelo.
Jeff, when you were inquiring, that was you, right, that was inquiring about whether Wentz would be ready to practice, was he 100% healthy? That was you was asking that of Doug Peterson, right?
Correct.
All right, and he seemed a little irritated at the line of questioning, suggesting that maybe Wentz would be hurt.
I wouldn't say he was irritated. He laughed.
So. Okay.
I don't know what it was, but I don't know if it was irritated.
Well, they seem a little sensitive right now about questions that involve Wentz and anything involving backups or health or any of that. You sensing that?
Well, I think that Doug is always sensitive about the Carson health questions just because we all know Carson's health history. And, you know, last year, Doug lost his patience several times as he was being asked about the knee, knee injury and when he would be back and when he wouldn't be back. And then we had the back issue and ends up being that, while we may have asked those questions in October and they told us it was nothing, it ended up being something.
Yep.
And, you know, by the end of the season, he's being shut down. And I think with Carson, too, he's a little sensitive to the questions, as you would expect, because I think people, you know, think that he's just trying to doll at this point in his career. So, I do. And then, of course, with the other injuries, now all of a sudden, the injury bug has struck the Eagles again. So, to the point where they had to cancel practice on Wednesday. So I do understand the sensitivity to some extent, but we're just asking questions, trying to get answers.
That's exactly right. Now, Jeff, I needed your interpretation of what was going on at the sideline when he went into concussion protocol and then missed some plays, and it appeared McCown was doing pretty well getting him down the field. Did he make sure he got in the game because he didn't need to see McCown create any sort of a dynamic like he had with Nick Foles?
I don't think that was a Carson's motivation. I think Carson's motivation is he just wants to get in there and play. You put the starting quarterback in there. McCown did a nice job checking down and moving him several yards. You know, I guess maybe it was like 20, 25, 30 yards. But you want Carson throwing the ball there in the red zone.
All right. I would like to cite a internet poll we held earlier in the week. 52% of the Eagles players wanted McCown to finish that drive.
Fans.
So, really?
Fans, not players.
The fans, not the players, the fans. The fans.
Well, the players won't talk to us,
the
Jeff.
The players would not participate in any poll we held. I can tell you that. Hey, Jeff, more general question about the health of the team. They tried a different philosophy in the preseason. They have 13 players right now on the injured report. Did the plan not work in the preseason? How do you account for all these injuries already?
It's tough to nail down one thing. Certainly look across the league. There are a bunch of other teams that have a lot of injuries. The Packers, for instance, they canceled practice yesterday and they'll be the Eagles opponent here in a week. They had about as many guys on the injured list, although they didn't have as many that didn't participate, or at least Eagles was an estimation. Right. They only had two, the Eagles had six. But this has been an issue clearly the last 2 years. While there were a number of season-ending injuries to significant players in 2017, overall they didn't lose a lot of games to injury that season. But in 2018, they had, at least according to my calculations, had a 57% increase in numbers of games lost.
Wow.
They had the most in the NFL that season. And while the Eagles didn't have many injuries, particularly of the soft tissue kind, during training camp, and Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman had pointed that out and said that, the protocols that we had put in place, I think they believed had cut down on them, all of a sudden we're having a return to those types of injuries. That the Eagles had three right off the bat in the beginning of the Falcons game, while the Dallas Goedert one was something that was reoccurring, which again is another issue with this team, because you saw that last year with Darren Sproles and Sidney Jones and other players. The DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey injuries happened very early in that game. So you're wondering what, and they weren't the only ones. There's several other players that have soft tissue injuries. So what is the issue with these types of injuries in the Eagles?
Well, you're asking the exact right question. You think they're asking it of their training staff?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I know that they're trying to dig into this and find out why this is an issue. Again, I don't think they're having anywhere near the amount of soft tissue injuries that they had last year, but they're starting to kind of get back into that, trend.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've seen all the foot injuries that they've had recently. And look, this happens on other teams as well. I want to point that out. But as I mentioned, again, the Eagles have probably had more injuries than any other team over the last 2 years. And we saw last year, and I did a lot of stories on this subject, they fired their top two doctors and their head athletic trainer right after the Super Bowl, which was, I guess, as far as I know, unprecedented. Then this past offseason, they did change the medical staff again. Steven Stash, who had been their head orthopedist, their head doctor, he was no longer with the team. And they went in and brought in somebody else from Penn to kind of, be the head guy and to kind of be the point person in terms of communication. One thing I will point out, and I wonder if this is an issue, is that we've seen the medical staff, we've seen the increase of the sports science staff, they have the training staff. There are a lot of people down there, and you got to wonder if the communication down there is the way it needs to be. And that's one reason why they brought the guy in, I can't remember his name, from the offseason.
Fascinating. So they're on the topic, but they must be frustrated.
Too many cooks in the kitchen, it seems like, Jeff.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's amazing how the staff Eagles has grown over the last 10, 11 years that I've covered the team.
All right, let me get to a few other trouble spots that are really frustrating us. Jeff, Isaac Seumalo had an atrocious game Sunday night.
Right.
Are they thinking about a change there? Are they looking at maybe Dillard going in there? What are they going to do about it? The guy, he almost got Wentz killed.
He did not have a good game. Now, this time versus 2 years ago when he was brutal against the Chiefs and almost got Wentz killed in that game as well, they benched him the following week after that. But since that point, we've seen him kind of work his way back in the starting rotation and have essentially a pretty solid season last year. So I think, given his resume now at this point, you're willing to give him, a bad game, maybe even two bad games in a row before you think about making a switch. Maybe it was just a technical thing. Maybe it was a scheme thing. I don't think they're ready to pull that trigger or anywhere near it right now, especially when you consider what's at backup. It's Ali Pulivahti-Vaitai. And whenever he's been
terrible.
Out this season,
Vaitai. Oh, all right, Jeff, let me try the other one. Ronald Darby. My God, did he get crushed. Right, two touchdowns he gave up, seven receptions, 115 yards. What's going on there? Are they thinking about maybe trying something different there?
I'm going to defend Darby just a little bit. I don't think he had anywhere near one of his better games. But that first touchdown, the long one to Calvin Ridley, wasn't really his fault. I thought, he could have run with the guy a little longer. But Anderson Dejo blew his assignment. Right. As far as I'm concerned, he should have been there for inside safety help and was totally caught flat-footed. The second one, Matt Ryan got outside the pocket. I don't know how long any cornerback can stay with someone like Julio Jones for that long. When a quarterback gets out of the pocket, maybe he could have just grabbed him because you do have that leeway. But I can't kill him on that. There were other passes where I feel like he's just playing too far off And I'm wondering if that's just because right now he doesn't trust the knee in terms of speed, in terms of his health. He didn't participate a lot in training camp, and he didn't participate in preseason at all because he's coming off the ACL injury. So I think the Eagles are willing to take a couple bumps and bruises until he gets back to full strength. All that being said, since Darby has been here, there's been injuries, and he's kind of been very inconsistent. And right now he's the guy getting the most snaps at the cornerback position, where I think Russell Douglas and CeeDee Jones, you've seen some improvement out of those two guys. I don't think they're perfect by any stretch of the imagination. That's a difficult position to play in the NFL, the way the rules are now slanted towards offenses. But I think they're just going to kind of wait this out and see. All that being said, I probably know your next question.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yes.
What do you think? Are you hearing that he might end up here?
I can't say that yet. But I definitely think Howie's doing his homework. I think Howie is certainly looking into this and see if it's something that will make sense for them. There's a couple things to consider with Jalen Ramsey. Actually, there's several things to consider. One, first, you know, the compensation. Are you willing to give what it's going to take to get him here? And it's going to take a lot. It's going to take more than a first-round pick. It's going to probably take a first-round pick, a player, and maybe even another pick. Do you want to give that up for a guy who's in the last year of his contract? So you have to figure out, do you want to have something in place, some sort of a, you know, nod that you're going to work out something, or maybe even get an extension in place now? Or do you want to say, okay, we're just going to rent this guy for the year and then maybe try and trade him in the offseason? Or okay, just even let him walk in the free agency and get a comp pick in return.
Jeff, final thing. Are the Eagles going to win Sunday?
Yes, I have them winning this game. The Lions, even though they're 2-0, I don't think they're very good. I'm not a big believer in Matt Patricia, and I'm not sure if the players there are either.
Jeff McClain is predicting the Eagles will win the game. Jeff, you're awesome. Thank you as always, my friend. Terrific.
Talk soon.
Jeff McClain on the line now is the ultimate Eagle fan, Arson Arnie. Hi, Arnie.
Dude, let me tell you, losing, it really sucks. Losing sucks.
You're right.
And we lost a game that we should have won, okay? Yep. And there's only 16 of these games. You lose a game like this, it could be the difference between a playoff game at home and a playoff game on the road. You can't lose these conference games. And I hate to say it, but if Aguilar catches that pass at the end of the game, we might be 2-0 right now.
I know it. Arnie, that hurt your week, right? Your week has not been enjoyable because Aguilar dropped that ball.
You know what? I mean this too.
Yeah.
I go into Monday morning depressed when we lose. I don't want to socialize.
Nope.
I'm not that social now, but I don't want to be bothered by anybody when we lose.
Yep.
Especially a game that we could have won. We got to stop these slow starts. And you know what? I hate to say it, but if the ball's in your hands, an NFL receiver got to catch the damn ball.
You're right. That's the whole point. Arnie, it ruined my week. Catch that ball!
And you know what? We have to figure out a way to get Jalen Ramsey. We got to get him. I'm not building. I'm playing for the Super Bowl. I want the Super Bowl.
Arnie,
I'm playing to win the whole thing.
The way McClain answered that.
Didn't you like it?
I think we're in play there. All right? McClain is smart. He knows what's going on.
Do you know how immediately that almost helps fix your defense in a passing league?
Do it today. Arnie, I want him now.
He can cover the best receivers.
Yes, I'll give him a first and a third.
I would, because you can't draft something that good.
I'm only
going to
squander those picks anyway. Let me bring it
to you. I want to win the bowl.
You want to win the bowl again, Arnie?
I am not in this to build. I'm not in this to be good.
Right.
We have a Super Bowl caliber team here.
Yep.
You know why? Watch. You know why all these players are hurt? This is just my opinion. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
A lot of the players, they take training camp as a joke, and they go into the season and they really ain't football ready, and they pull muscles.
That's what Jonesy was telling me, Arnie.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, because nobody, I mean, Carson Wentz got waffled, but everybody else, you're pulling muscles because you ain't ready for real live NFL football.
Awesome.
All right, Arnie. Give me one, buddy.
No, I give nothing. They lost, but they don't get nothing.
they need it now.
Nah, Arnie, I like that. You got high standards, my brother. You're the best thing happening to this town.
Brutal, Arnie.
See, Arnie said no to the chair because they didn't earn it. That's high standards. 888-729-9490. If you're on hold, you're getting a shot at this. I promise you that. Then we're going to reveal the best song about health and medical stuff. And Matt Caputo is going to sing his song, Alf. Nobody picks it. Let me warn you now. This kid's a crooner. Mm-hmm. You're going to like it. WIP Sports Time is 9:39.